Back on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Friday morning. Sam Speck, Deborah Woodall with you live from our KGGF studios. Joined in studio by the superintendent of USD 447, Cherryville Thayer Public Schools. It's Shelley Kiblinger. Shelley, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, good morning. We're happy to have you in studio with us. This is something we haven't gotten to do with Cherryville Public Schools, and shame on us for that, you know, but we are very pleased to have you in-house with us. And you are in this is your second year, right, over at Cherryville?
That is correct.
So tell us a little bit about you, kind of a little bit about your background in superintending and things
All
like
right.
that.
Well, a little history. I am from the area. I am born and raised in Montgomery County, and so I have a long history here and deep roots to the area. But my administrative career has taken me around the state. I spent 12 years as assistant superintendent in Garden City, Kansas, and then superintendent in Hutchinson for 6 years, and then 2 years ago, just decided for some family reasons that it was really time to get back home, and our grandchildren are here, and my parents and my nieces and my grandparents are still living as well. So it's just really nice to be back here with family.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've got generations of people here probably happy to have you back.
Yes.
So welcome home, as they would say. Let's talk a little bit about why we have you here, because Cherryville and Thayer Public Schools, USD 447, you guys have a bond issue coming up that will be on the ballot. And the question always becomes, first of all, you know, what is the bond for?
Yes, and we have a vision in the district for safe, up-to-date facilities that enhance student learning, and want to do that in the most economical way possible. However, in order to meet those needs, our vision committee felt that the ask needed to be $12,715,000, and the largest part of that is for replacement of a 1930s elementary school, not the entire school. There's a newer annex that we'll be keeping, but we have, after much study, found that it is the most economical thing to do to rebuild. And so that's the majority of that project, about $10 million worth. We will be doing about a 5,000 square foot enhancement to our career and technical education construction and agricultural and welding shops at the high school, and then a few ADA accessibility issues at the high school. At Thayer School, they have a gym floor that's badly in need of replacement and an ADA bathroom remodel, and we'll do a little bit of reconstruction of some bleachers there to add an ADA accessible area as well. So that, in its simplest explanation, is what is in our bond issue.
Yeah, and it's all stuff that really you can put it off, but eventually the things like the ADA needed items, I mean, those are things that could really wind up being a larger problem if you don't address them.
Yes, and you know, the interesting thing is people are under the misconception that schools are grandfathered. It's an old building, so you're grandfathered. You don't have to comply with ADA, which isn't true. We are required to make accommodations for students and patrons who ask for equal access to our facilities. So we've had to do things like the existing building has no elevators, but there's an auditorium on the second floor. So we have had to stop using that facility because of requests to hold programs where people can get to them. We have one of our very young children this year is unfortunately in a wheelchair. And so as that student ages, if she remains in our school system, we certainly hope she does, you know, we can't have third grade or fourth grade on the second floor. We have to shift those classrooms or any programs that she would be involved with out of the space they're currently in down to a level of the building where that child would be able to access them. And the same thing would go if a child had a broken leg or, you know, even a temporary disability. And so we're not just allowed to say, oh, we're grandfathered in. We don't have to meet your need. Yes, we do.
Yeah, there's not a question about that. And a lawsuit to make those changes could get very expensive for
Absolutely.
A school district.
very expensive.
Now, so when you rebuild the elementary school, will everything be on one level then?
Is
that the plan?
Yes, everything will be on one level. It will be completely ADA accessible and compliant, of course, which you have to do as soon as you, you know, would begin to touch that older building. If you're going to remodel it, everything has to come up to code. But the with the raising of the older portion of the building, the new building will be completely one level, fully ADA accessible. There'll also be other safety and security enhancements added to the facility as well.
Okay. You know, there has been a change in Kansas recently in terms of school bonds, and a lot of people don't really understand what those changes were and how it's actually affecting every local school district. Because school districts do have to do these projects from time to time. We do have to go in, we have to put new roofs on sometimes. Sometimes there are needs, new windows, new HVAC, new security, better storm shelters, whatever the thing is that you need. But there's now a cap on how many schools can... There's a cap on the money, I should say, on what can be tied up with school bonds statewide.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And that was one of the reasons this year we were really under pressure to get our plan put together, finalized, because we knew we had to meet the July 1 deadline and have our application into the state of Kansas to get permission to run the bond and get the state aid that our district needs to go along with that. For we felt if we missed, if we were not one of the very first applicants, we would, the cap would be exceeded and we would have to wait another year. We were fortunate, we were granted that permission, but the money was almost all used up. But, you know, by July the 2nd, it was gone. Everyone had made application and been approved. What will happen that people don't realize now is if we don't pass this bond, when we go back to the state again in another year, there may be other districts. I've heard there are several large districts that are queuing up to ask for state aid. They will pretty much take all of that money, and those who have failed a bond will go to the back of the line. So it could be a number of years before a district, either it's been long enough since they passed a bond that they don't have to get approval, or, you know, it might be 6, 7, 8 years before they come back up in the queue again to get be allowed to be in the front of the line.
And the impact of that then on the price of the bond changes as well.
Yes, because...
For taxpayers.
Yes, for taxpayers. And in the Cherryvale Thayer District, looking at our property valuation, it's been very steady. So we are not projecting that our valuation will increase. So that means what 14.9 mils that this bond will cost, what the amount of money that raises today, we're predicting that will be the same amount of dollars that it raises 5 or 10 years from now. During that time, however, inflation is drastically eating away at what you can buy. So the most bang for the buck that our patrons are ever going to get is to pass this bond now, because if they come back three or five years from now, it will likely be this same amount of taxes, but what that buys them because of inflation will be far less. And it might even not be enough to do a school replacement. And at that point, because we have some pretty serious structural needs in that building, I really don't know what our community will do, what our options would be.
Right. So I guess for people that are like, you know, I went to school there. The elementary school's not that bad. Come on, Superintendent Kiplinger. It's not that bad, is it?
Well, looking at the things required just to bring the building up to code and get it watertight, which is a temporarily watertight, the price that we have been given is $8.5 million. That's the ADA compliance, that's the electrical code compliance, that's fire safety construction code compliance, because once you would touch the building to remodel it, you have to start fixing everything to bring it up to code. So $8.5 million doesn't get us new windows, doesn't fix some foundational issues that we have because it's a sandstone foundation and the building is waterlogged. It wasn't built properly originally. There's not the moisture barrier gap in between the external brick and the interior wall, so it just wicks water constantly into the building. Resealing it is about $250,000, but that has to be repeated every 5 years. Well, we don't have money to do that in our operating budget, which is kind of the reason why the building's gotten in the shape it is, which is yet another reason why tearing the structure down and simply going with a different style of building that will be a lot more efficient to maintain is the right option.
So if I wanted, as a taxpayer, to come in and get a look at what we're talking about, can I do that?
Absolutely. On October the 9th, we will have all of the buildings in our district, Thayer School, Cherryvale Middle High School, and Lincoln Central, open for tours. Those tours begin at 5 and we'll run through 8 o'clock in the evening. But we will also have a panel discussion that will take place at Lincoln Central Elementary, and that will be from 6:30 to 8 as well. So tours will still go on at that time, but I think a lot of people would like to come get their questions answered. We'll have experts there. And they will be from the construction and the architects, the bond finance people. So they can hear from the school board, hear from me. They can ask the actual people who'll be doing the work on the project their questions.
Yeah. And it's a good way. You know, I think, you know, people need to take advantage of that. You're being asked to pay for this. You need to go see for yourself what you're voting on, how much money's needed, where the money's going. You need to be an informed voter on this.
Absolutely. It was interesting because as we walked some of the teachers through the building who'd volunteered to help with the tours and showed them some of the behind-the-scene things and educated them as in preparation for giving the tours, teachers said, you know, it's unbelievable. We walk by a few of these things every day, and you're so used to it that you just really don't notice and you don't stop to look, or we don't go into this part of the building. So patrons out there who think, oh, I've been in that building before, I went to school there, or I drive by it, I know. When the people who work there every day say, you know, we weren't aware, we didn't go in this part of the building, or, you know, we walk by this every day but didn't really look at it, are saying those things, I think that's really eye-opening for our patrons to say, you know, come and see for yourself and then make up your mind how you'd like to vote.
Yeah, and that's going to be very key. Again, it's going to be a over $12 million in your ask.
Yes, and the price for that on the average homeowner, because I think people don't really understand, well, what does a mill mean to me? But to a homeowner with a $50,000 home, that's about $7.14 a month in property taxes. And the average home in Cherryvale actually only appraises for $42,000.
Okay, so that's going to be over a year. You're looking at about $80 maybe.
Yes, it is less than $100 a month. So it's $85 on that $50,000 house. If it's a $25,000 house, you know, divide that in half.
All right. Well, it sounds like we're going to have you back again to kind of delve into more of these projects as we move closer to that election. But we do appreciate you taking some time to come in today and chat with us to make sure that voters of your school district are aware of that bond election that's coming up there for USD 447.
Absolutely. And if our patrons have any questions, they can contact me at 620-336-8139 or email me at skiblinger@usd447.org, and I'll be happy to answer their questions in that manner as well.
All right. Superintendent Shelley Kiblinger of Cherryvale Thayer Public Schools, USD 447, thanks for joining us. Along with Sam Speck, I'm Deborah Woodall. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.